Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has slammed the president for legitimizing xenophobia. The Czech Interior Minister says Czech intelligence was aware of the presence of a terrorist suspect on Czech soil. And Cardinal Dominik Duka is to celebrate a mass for the president and country at Lani Church on Friday evening. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has openly criticized the president for addressing an anti-migrant rally on the country's public holiday on November 17th. In an interview for Friday's Hospodarske noviny, Mr. Sobotka said President Miloš Zeman had joined the ranks of populists who are feeding off people's fear of the Islamic State and the migrant crisis. The president of a country with a humanist and democratic tradition should not legitimize the promotion of xenophobia and racial hatred, Mr. Sobotka told the paper, saying the president's action was deeply disappointing. The Czech intelligence services were aware of the movements of a terrorist suspect through Czech territory several years ago, Czech Interior Minister Milan Chovanec told journalists in Brussels on Friday, rejecting speculation that the Czech secret service was sleeping on the job. Reacting to information from French sources that one of the persons linked to the Paris attacks had crossed the Czech Republic twice, 5 and 7 years ago, Mr. Chovanec said his movements had been closely monitored and reported to foreign intelligence services. According to the French judiciary, one of the French jihadists questioned after his return from Syria to France testified that the alleged organizer of the Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Aboud, had ordered him to travel via the Czech Republic so as to avoid being detected. Charles University, the Prague School of Economics, and three university professors have jointly filed a complaint against President Miloš Zeman, petitioning a court to force him to do his duty in appointing university professors. Mr. Zeman has caused controversy in academic circles by refusing to appoint certain nominees and eventually giving up the prerogative altogether and leaving the appointments to the education minister. The professors filing the complaint claim that the head of state is acting in violation of the school law. Cardinal Dominik Duka is to celebrate a mass for the president and country at Lani Church on Friday evening, the first time that a celebratory mass of this kind will be held there since the state acquired it in 1921. According to the head of Prague Castle Protocol, Jindřich Forejt, the initiative came from the Catholic Church and was positively received by the office of the president. Following the mass, which will be attended by President Zeman, he and the cardinal will dine together at the president's residence at Lani. The terrorist attacks in Paris and the international situation in general are affecting Czechs' travel and holiday plans. Airlines report a 70% drop in booked flights to Paris year on year and a 50% drop in bookings to Brussels. Czechs are also putting off holiday plans for the summer in expectation of how the situation develops. Interest in Egypt has plummeted and there is now renewed interest in Bulgarian and Spanish seaside resorts. Car production in the Czech Republic increased by 5% to 1.1 million vehicles in the first 10 months of this year, according to the Association of Car Makers. Škoda Auto saw a 1% increase, producing 629,000 passenger cars. Automobiles are one of the country's leading export articles. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should be overcast with rain and day temperatures between 2 and 6 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows may drop to -3. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.